Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program. Dr. Rudy Daniels is with us here this morning. He has a program coming up here on Sunday called Moments, Mistakes, and Madness that'll be featured at the American Legion Memorial Building, the Old Armory here in Atlantic. Dr. Daniels, how are you this morning?
Oh, pretty good. How's yourself?
Well, very well, thank you. I want to talk a little bit about your program coming up here on Sunday. I know folks have had a chance to experience your programs here before. Can you tell us a little bit about what this program will feature?
Okay. This feature will focus on several important events in American history and some European. These events are well known to everyone. I mean, I'm not introducing anything new as far as the event. But what I'm going to do is demonstrate that the reason why the event occurred is because something small, unexpected, unlikely happened to trigger an incredible world, actually at times national or world-changing event to happen.
Kit, I don't want to give away your program, but could you give us maybe a kind of a bite of that, kind of a little example?
Right. Well, I don't want to give it away either at this point. But for example, just an example that everyone is familiar with, the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. But what a lot of people don't know, and it's one of these things in history, that his son could have prevented it. And there's a connection between his son and John Wilkes Booth.
Interesting.
Now, if that isn't a come on, I don't know what is. That really, okay? So I'm not implying a conspiracy between the two. To be in all fairness to everyone, I'm not implying a conspiracy. It's just a happening, an unlucky happening, obviously, an happening of a small event that indeed brought about the assassination of Lincoln, which, of course, opened up incredible changes in the aftermath of the Civil War and civil rights, for that matter. And these issues still last till today. If Lincoln would have lived on to the remainder of the second term, many of the, let us say, arguable points today would simply not exist. A lot of speculation that the Reconstruction of the South and that the relations with African Americans and so forth would be a lot different today. There's speculation to that if Lincoln had completed his second term. And the reason why he didn't complete his second term was just a happenstance, an unlucky event of history, a very small one, but led to just incredible, incredible changes in our nation.
Can I ask you, how do you research something like this? How do you dig to find these details?
Well, you have to have a very good shovel, for one thing, when you dig for these things. And in all truth, what one really has to have, and I think a big part of it, is working in history over years, where you begin to see connections that, let's say when you're working with historical items over 30, 40 years, you see connections between them that you didn't see when you were a freshman in college. You just didn't have the knowledge and the experience to see these connections. You begin to realize the importance of some things over others. And I think one of the things to understand is you're saying digging is the right term, that you read something in a textbook, and my goodness, there's 100 pages of history behind each sentence in that textbook. And you just have to dig down and read those 100 pages to get at the real essence of the problem.
Sure. Maybe a detective.
It's called work.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
When you get down to it, it's called work.
Yeah. I was going to say, maybe a detective would have been another career option for you there.
Well, believe it or not, I retired from the Sioux City Police Department. Okay? So I was in crime and crime analysis and so forth. So I did some of that, yes.
Okay, well,
it really is true. It's like a detective looks at things and examines things in detail that most people simply gloss over or glance over, whereas the detective, through use of science and investigating a crime scene, notices and picks up things that most eyes simply look over.
Absolutely. Yeah, these will be a lot of things that will spark people's interest. The fact that these are largely events that folks are familiar with anyway through our work through school, perhaps through reading and doing a little studying on our own, and then you start to put little things together, this will always keep folks' interest this way. Will there be a presentation? Will this be an oral presentation? Will there be some audio-visual type of presentation with this as well?
No, this will just be storytelling. It's just storytelling. And not to give away again everything, we're talking about such people as George Washington. We're talking about the Pilgrims. I mean, these are people, events. We're talking about Pearl Harbor. These are events that are familiar to everyone, but we're going to dig down, oh, a couple of hundred feet and see really why they happened.
Interesting. We talk about it a lot, how every decision we make shapes the rest of our lives. And sometimes the decisions we don't make can shape the rest of our lives as well. And this is, I guess, kind of in a way doing some of that. These are the little things that maybe you just never thought about that could really have affected everyone's lives and the rest of history.
Right. A flat tire on the way to an appointment can really change things hugely.
In a lot of ways, you bet.
Think about it.
Yeah, very good.
Yes.
Have you done this presentation before?
Yeah. Yes. I've done this program in variations, given time frame, time allotment. I've done it before.
Sure. What's been the feedback?
It's like people are just stunned. Basically, they're just stunned that such a small, unexpected thing created such a incredible national, or even in one case, a world-changing event. Well, maybe you could say two cases, a world-changing event.
Sure. Dr. Daniels, I have to ask, because storytelling is an art. We all have the ability to communicate. Some do it better than others, and storytelling is definitely one of those things that some folks have the ability to do and others not so much. But do you get a particular satisfaction out of being able to just be in front of a crowd and without the aid of other things, just be able to tell a story and keep their attention and keep them fascinated?
Yes, I do enjoy it. I mean, to me, it's a passion sharing these things with people. So it's a passion for me. But then, too, I was a history professor on the college university level for over 40 years. So I had to develop techniques to, how do you say, keep the classes interested and not falling asleep. So it's probably my storytelling is learned. It's learned and it's been practiced and so forth. I don't know. It probably has become a gift. After many years, and I am a senior citizen too, so I've always enjoyed people telling stories about their lives and what they lived through, so forth. So I kind of have that kind of love, and again to share it with others, with my knowledge and my study in graduate school, and of course with the books that I've written too.
Sure. What is your hope? What do you hope that folks will take away from this?
I think people will take away the idea that every event of their life is not only just important, but it has potential to have a far greater importance than anything they could ever imagine, no matter what time one lives in and no matter where one lives. That everything that they do has the potential to have a huge impact, not just on the people around them, throughout the whole country and even the world. And these things could happen without our even being aware of them.
Very good. That program coming up this Sunday, March 15th, 2 p.m. It's entitled Moments, Mistakes, and Madness, featuring Dr. Rudy Daniels at the Atlantic American Legion Memorial Building, the Old Armory, here on Poplar Street. Hope you get a chance to come on out and enjoy. The program price is the best of all. It's free, as it's helped locally and also sponsored by the Humanities Iowa program. Dr. Daniels, thank you so much for your time. Hope you have a great crowd and enjoy the performance.
Okay,